Turbulence, turbulence, turbulence. In the last weeks of the campaign, the big splits are starting to be seen in state and local races as confused voters on the left and right try to find a home. In Pennsylvania, incumbent Pat Toomey wasn't going anywhere near campaigning Donald Trump as he fights to save his own Senate seat. New Hampshire's Senate race has quietly, due to outside spending and large fundraising efforts, become the most expensive in state history. Republican Kelly Ayotte, who's running for her second term, is one of many members of Congress who has renounced her support for Donald Trump in recent weeks. Her challenger is the state's governor, Democrat Maggie Hassan. Josh Rogers is the senior political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to The Takeaway, Josh.
Hi, John.
Strange music there in New Hampshire politically this campaign.
It is. A lot of loud noise flowing downward from the presidential race. Hillary Clinton's here today, for instance, with Elizabeth Warren and with Maggie Hassan at her side on the GOP side. You know, Kelly Ayotte and other Republicans have been kind of trying to dance away from Trump to the best of their abilities, and we'll see how that pans out.
In the state where, you know, Republican loyalty is seen as a real, you know, as a real principle, can you denounce Donald Trump and still be seen as a, you know, true blue Republican?
Well, Kelly Ayotte certainly hopes so. And there are indications that some believe that that's a possibility. But, Democrats have won five of the last six presidential years here with the Democratic presidential nominee. And so, you know, coattails are a thing. And, you know, New Hampshire is where Donald Trump won first. He won big here and he had a lot of votes here. So Kelly Ayotte's been trying to negotiate, you know, a sticky situation and her transit from, you know, originally it was I'm going to support but not endorse. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago in a debate, she said he was absolutely could be seen as a role model for children. And then she said she misspoke. And then after the Access Hollywood Billy Bush tape came out, she said his remarks were inappropriate and offensive. And then a day later, as a mom and an American, she couldn't support Trump. And then a day after that, she said, you know, it's important to me that my daughter knows where I stood, and that's more important than winning any election. So, you know, Trump has really been a headache for Ayotte at a minimum.
Yeah, I'm dizzy, Josh. You recited that perfectly. I'm astounded. Is there a feeling among conservative New Hampshire voters who are known for taking positions that are out of the mainstream, endorsing revolutionary change within the party, that this time around they've been burned?
Well, I think among establishment types, sure. I mean, among the true Trump believers, if they have any lack of confidence, they don't betray it. But, you know, the people who look at the numbers, it's been a drag. The most recent poll out of UNH and WMUR had Clinton up 15. And
oh my God.
While Ayotte and other Republicans have generally outperformed Trump, you know, assuming that poll is at all accurate, you're not going to outperform him to that degree. So, you know, the argument has recently been in favor of ticket splitting. And, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you know, started an ad up here saying that, you know, Kelly Ayotte could be a check on a Clinton administration. Over the weekend, the New Hampshire Union Leader, the state's largest paper, made a similar point, saying essentially, whoever is president, we need Ayotte as a check, be that on Hillary Clinton or, you know, less likely, be that on Donald Trump.
Does the Ayotte as a check strategy work for her, or is that desperation in the final weeks?
Well, maybe her only route, but, you know, maybe it works. It's hard to know. I mean, both Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan are pretty popular among voters. And, you know, there's been, you know, reams, you know, buckets of money, $80 million at this point, and it's sort of blanketing the region's TV markets. And it's hard to know. I mean, in some ways, both Ayotte and Hassan are sort of like off-the-rack members of their own party. I mean, they've been trying to position themselves as who's the more independent and bipartisan. But, you know, on most issues, they pretty much hew to their party's message. And, you know, both are well-liked. Ayotte's only been in one election back in 2010. She won that in a wave year. Polling indicates she still has a chance, certainly. But you know, the wind seems to be in her face.
And the noise is definitely just like primary time in New Hampshire, only it's just 2 weeks from the general election. Josh Rogers, thanks so much.
Good to be here, John.
Josh Rogers is the veteran senior political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. And, that's the down market turbulence.